Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Happy anniversary, pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary, but be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary, oh, happy anniversary.
This is Great Muta, and you are listening to the Turnbox Throwback with Phil Rea and that pain in the Astropion Light in M Radio.
Dark Satellite Media.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Ooh, you're looking at the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
Always technical difficulties here.
Never.
No, never. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks, man. To be married to you for the last couple of years has been great.
Nice. All right, episode, what is this, 315 now, I think? Right? 315, I think?
I think so.
Right, guys? I don't even know. I lost count.
Who cares?
Fuck it.
Look, Matt Squires, 5 mooks, 7 years equals awesomeness.
Fuck.
This is true.
Anyway, yeah, 7 years ago this month, I started a podcast with a $3 $3 microphone and a 10-year-old computer on the request of Kevin Castle and our fallen brother Tank. And here I am, 7 years later with this fucking jerk off.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel special.
How so you've downgraded.
And it starts. I love it.
And so it begins. Ladies and gentlemen, for the 7 years, your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. And I am your gracious host, as always, the impact player, Mr. Philly Rea. And I'm joined by...
Oh, dear Lord, the racist, the gypsy, the...
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
The pain in the ass. For the last couple of years. Actually, all my life. What am I talking about?
And
my name is Choppy.
And Choppy, why don't you introduce our esteemed guests?
We have the Mandingos of Destiny over here.
You want Screwface? You would
flip the shit. Yogi.
And our esteemed colleague as well, Anime Mike. How you doing, brother?
Hey, big boy.
What is going on?
Hey, yeah.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Sounds about right.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys know how the anniversary show works. We yell and scream and carry on for like the first hour or two, and then we take some calls, and then we do a kick-ass throwback for you, which is this year, 89.
Great American Bash.
The War Games, if you will.
War Games!
The War Games. Did everybody do their homework?
Yes, sir.
Except for my brother?
No.
My brother did not do that.
What the
My brother did not do that.
All right, but look at this great job he did on the Facebook camera.
My brother, a veteran, fixed fucking tanks and helicopters and... Right, Mike? What'd you do?
I was an electrician on helicopters.
Okay, electrician. And he taped the camera to the wall. It might be his greatest thing ever.
Takes a lot of skill.
How many tours in Iraq did you do?
Two in Afghanistan.
Two in Afghanistan, right? Okay.
How much duct tape did you use in Afghanistan?
Anyway, so, yes, thank you. Everybody was messaging us and tagging us in Facebook and... Thank you so much for... There's so many people I want to thank, and I kind of did it on the filatorial, but I didn't do it, you know. Obviously, I want to thank Kevin Castle. I do that every year for giving me the inspiration. And Tank. Tank was one of my first guests on the show with me. I did the show for like 23-something episodes on myself, and then I hired some other guy for a little while, and then thank him. I always do, but... And then, of course, I'll thank Scott, because Scott came on for a year, and that was pretty fun. Reconnecting with Scott, because Scott was my friend for 20 years. So that was pretty cool. But if it wasn't for the first guy, I wouldn't have met my brothers, and I wouldn't have reconnected with a bunch of people, you know? So, I mean, it all came to... It all had to happen that way. You know what I'm saying? We're streaming Ring of Honor. Shout out to our brother Mott for that, by the way. Ring of Honor, it's in Manhattan this year, but I don't think we would have been comfortable. It's like 175 degrees outside.
It's terrible.
Fuck that.
Yeah, a lot of man meat in that place. A lot of meaty marks.
A lot of sausage over there.
Our Japanese correspondent Kyoko's there right now.
Kyoko, thank you very
much.
Is
she really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you for the Muda thing again. I appreciate that. That was some fun shit.
Yeah, who can forget about the Muda thing?
This great Muda knows how to say pee in the ass very well.
And choppy very well. Well, you know.
Thank you, Mr. X. Mr. X chiming in. If you guys want to call on Discord, it's Turnbuckle Throwbacks 5153, but after 9 p.m. our time, because I want to just put the first hour with us for a little while and just shoot the shit for a while. I got a lot of wrestling to get over. Not a lot of wrestling, but I'm behind in G1 already because I've been so busy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just so what's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing? What's going on in your lives? What's going on? Rob did the film festival this year. How was that?
It was great. I got robbed by my volunteer. he stole my selfie stick. I can't get over it. But other than that, it was perfect. Everything's fine, and I caught up on sleep.
Good. You caught up on sleep?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that in another week or two.
Nice.
Yeah. Elaine?
I'm doing okay right now, just busy with work, and I happen to have a new selfie stick, apparently.
Oh, man, that was you!
Fuck it. Will you stop?
Anyway, bro, man, I haven't seen you in like 7 months.
I know.
My brother comes to the house today, and he's got like 3 chicken heads on his phone. Like, look who, I've been on some dates. I'm like, dude, I haven't seen you like in a gazillion fucking years here, man.
Don't knock the hustle, man.
I'm not, no, hell no.
Never.
Never.
No, we're not blood related, but we're definitely related. I can tell you that. I can tell you that shit for sure. I was telling Choppy this morning when I lived my last apartment in Queens. My brother used to hang out and bring his girlfriend over there to tag her because he couldn't tag her at home. God, because you know my mother's annoying.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
I love you, Mom. Mom, he'll feel better. But anyway, Mike would come over and he would help me. He would pick up my laundry for me. Because Choppy dropped off like 700 pounds of laundry this morning. We had to go pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
So I was telling him that my laundromat, the little Central American lady, would fold my underwear and put them in rubber bands. It was so fucking cool, man. I couldn't believe it.
So you felt special that...
Yeah, I was wondering if they fold your underwear like that.
They folded my underwear, and instead of putting rubber bands, they put it in a nice little bag.
Is that a gypsy thing?
No. It's a
Does it still smell?
It's a... Believe it or not, it was a nice little Chinese lady. That took care of it. Took care
Oriental.
Of it. I'm sorry. Yeah, Oriental. Oh, I'm sorry. A nice Oriental woman that took care of it.
Ancient Chinese secret.
What is it?
Only old people know that commercial.
As for Gary Hart.
So who's your favorite Oriental wrestler?
Muta.
Muta!
Speaking of Oriental wrestlers, did you see what CMLL did for Liger?
No, what did he do?
They gave him like this big send off and had a bunch of hot Mexican chicks dressed up as Liger come out
nice.
And dance.
Get out of here, really?
Come out and dance with him, yeah.
Some Mexican chicks dressed up like Liger?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
God bless him.
He's on the tour, man. He's done.
Are we going in September?
Yeah, that's
yes,
the plan.
So, yes. Well, I'm down. That's the plan.
That's the plan, yeah.
Manhattan.
Tiger Hattori retiring.
The last weekend.
28th.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be super.
Thanks for asking.
You know, I'm telling you, G1 was the reason why I got back into New Japan in 13, I think it was. And I was knee deep, and then I got invested, and I took off from there. But it's been so good. It's been really good. I've been enjoying this from what I saw so far. It's been really, really fun, the G1 tournament. So, and then they come back here, which is cool. And then, of course, they're going to finish off the year. Well, I mean, now the winner, obviously, it's the same gimmick, right? The winner gets a title shot at Wrestle Kingdom?
Yeah.
Okay. So
such a long break between the G1 and the Wrestle Kingdom, though.
Yeah, no.
But they keep it interesting, though. I mean, now they're touring the States, and now they'll come here, and they'll come to Chicago, Boston and Philly, and they'll probably do another West Coast trip. You know, now they have the dojo.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
So who wins G1, who think?
Oh, I don't know, like another month?
I just want Kota.
I think Ibushi's going to win it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah?
But I had a question about that. So Okada is the champion right now.
Yes, sir.
If he wins.
But what happens if he wins?
He gets to pick whoever he wants.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that works. Yeah,
yeah. When's the last time that happened?
It did happen.
Yeah, yeah. I know that.
How long ago was this, though? Noki era, I believe.
Oh, was that? Oh, okay.
They mentioned it today.
Cuzzy Rich is in the room?
Anybody see Richie?
What's up, Rich?
I mean, I should be Ibushi, dude. He's like the next megastar.
But they're pushing Kenta, though.
They are. Did you see that?
He's 4-0.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
With Noki era, I believe.
Oh, okay. That's my bad.
Oh shit.
Just not. Anybody
see Richie? Anybody see Richie?
Gotta go back in time.
Gotta go back in time.
Anyway. No, I'm excited, man. I've been watching a lot of wrestling lately, and not on purpose either.
Well,
like it's just like, oh wow, it's on again. Great, I'll watch it. I watched a ton of wrestling besides the throwback.
I saw Raw. I saw SmackDown.
How's that product doing? I've been watching like a
month. It's still fairly the same.
Oh,
I mean, there was this one day where Paul Heyman wrote the script, and you could tell it was all Paul Heyman.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a holy shit.
Oh yeah.
By Corey Graves, he blurred out "Holy shit!" But it was so timed incorrectly. Like he waited like 3 seconds too long to say "Holy shit."
Say it. Say shit.
Yeah, he was like, it's like he was almost afraid to say "Holy shit."
I'm over here now.
But
I heard they did a zoom in on Lacey Evans.
Yes, on her tuchus.
Yeah,
and there's still some areas of like Vince McMahon's hands on the product a little bit, but some of it's Paul Heyman. It's still generally the same. Apparently, they're trying to copy a lot of AEW's production, which I don't think it's going to fare well for WWE, in my opinion. I still think NXT is fantastic. NXT is still great.
Yeah, NXT's been really good.
NXT UK is fantastic.
Yeah, I watched that yesterday, actually, the last episode.
It was Cash Sono and Mark Andrews, I think.
And Mark Andrews, yeah, but that what's that faction that Walt is in?
Imperium, buddy! Imperium. I'm getting that t-shirt, dude.
Have you seen these guys?
They're fantastic, dude.
It's Walter... It's
Marcel Bartel
and
Fabian Eichner.
Fabian from NXT,
and then Alexander Wolf
and the guy from Insanity.
Sanity.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. Like Walter,
they're like the Addiction almost because that's the way they look like.
Dude, that dude Walter's
Walter looks like M. Bison.
I'm telling you, I told Rob that when we went to NXT that night. I'm like, dude, we were eating dinner at Junior's. I'm like, dude, this guy looks like Bison. He even rocks the gear and everything.
Oh, dude, it's fantastic. Hands like frying pans. I swear to God, that guy throws chops.
I'm telling you, man.
Serves chops to everyone. He doesn't
serving
care.
Up chops to all them Euro dudes.
Yeah, dude.
All sorts of angry.
But
what match is going on now? We got Dragon Lee on the screen here.
Kenny King.
No, it's
No, that's Jonathan Gresham.
Oh shit!
That's fuck him. He sucks.
That's Jordan Grace's boo. You don't like the Octopus, dude?
Nah, he's all right,
dude.
He's terrible.
He's tagging Jordan Grace though. Little Mama Pump.
Yeah, but she's like bigger than him.
I would do terrible things to her.
Yeah. Jordan Grace.
Yeah.
She's a pretty girl. She really is.
She can get it.
She's got it.
How about your homegirl turning heel, huh?
I love that.
You like the leather pants?
Hell yeah.
I like her now, dude. I like her as a heel.
I like them both.
Dude, Allie's,
I like
Allie's
as a heel.
So upset.
I like them both.
Allie is so upset.
Why?
That's
girl. Fantastic, dude.
She's a mark.
I love her.
We took her to the show in Asbury. She's like, that's my, on the way home, that's my girl. I like her.
Allie, you gotta like your chick. As much, if she turns, doesn't matter. You gotta stay loyal.
I love her as a heel now.
I'm trying to get her to wear the same leather pants as you. But
it was like her promo, like when she came back and after she turned heel.
Oh yeah,
it was like, I don't need anybody and I don't need you people, and that was perfect.
What do you mean you people? I like that.
What do you mean you people?
Why?
Oh, the Facebook chat room. What's up, Jessica? Jessica, look, I want to show you something.
Jessica,
we brought your brother with us tonight. Yeah,
he's always with us.
He's always with us, but this was like his thing. He used to like coming on the show for the anniversaries. What's up, Aaron?
Aaron is in the building.
Aaron.
Where's D Nice?
Jake Quillen.
Where's Jake Quillen? He was like, where's Balake? Where's Balake at?
This guy's a fucking mook.
Yes, he is.
I called somebody mook at work and my director heard it.
Oh no.
So he shot me a look. He's an old Italian guy from Long Island, so I'm following him out. I'm like, you didn't get mad at me, right? He goes, what's a mook?
Wait.
What is a mook?
I said, dude, it's funny you ask, because Alex Trebek did the same thing.
What is a mook?
So I had to tell him what a mook was, and then he remembered the movie, because he's a little old. He's like 10 years older than me. He's like, oh, that's right. And I'm like, yeah, but this guy's a, you know. He's like, that's right, the boss scene. I'm like, that's right. So.
Good for him.
It is what it is. I added something to his lexicon, and that guy didn't get in trouble for it.
Well, mook is not a bad word.
Nah, I guess not.
It's just calling somebody an idiot. Pretty much. A retard.
A little double A.
If you said the word retard, I think you'd get in trouble.
Retard.
No, don't tell that to my mom. So my mom, I get a call. I get a text at work on Thursday. My mom goes to the doctor for a blister, a sun blister on a lip. And the doctor says it doesn't look very good. I want to get some lab work. My mom says okay. She gets up and trips over herself. And falls against the wall and breaks her arm in like three places. So
damn. Your mom is definitely not clumsy.
She is. So Mikey's my stepdad is texting me, and I'm like, "Is it broken or fractured?" Because I'm happy if it's broken because it'll heal better. With the fracture, she'll be in more pain. You know, she's not taking any drugs. She's a trooper. So she calls me that night. I'm like, "What did you do, Skippy? Would you fall?" But she sent. I got a text message from my stepdad. She's fine, but she could still kick Choppy's ass.
Oh. So she thinks.
Not saying much,
man.
All I gotta do is just do the puppy dog look, and she will not touch me. She loves me too much.
Dude, she will wrap you with a ratchet. She will knock you out, son.
Get mad at Mrs. Rhea.
Get him.
No.
And get him.
No.
The best part about that too was how Dad started the text. He was like, "Hey kids, so Mom did it again."
Mom did it again. That's awesome.
Mom's a broken rock, cuz. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, God. Look who's on the screen.
Fuck Matt Taven.
He's terrible.
Everybody hates Matt Taven.
He's terrible, dude. He's the drizzling shits.
Ooh. And he's wearing a Red Sox jersey.
Well, he's from New England. What do you expect? He's a jerk off.
No, he's doing it to piss off Yankee fans. They're not playing Boston this weekend.
But how's he still champion?
Because he's a jerk off.
Because Jay Lethal's got better things to do right now than to fight this mook. Because
he's fighting him tonight, isn't he?
When are they putting the belt on Marty Scurll, man? That's what I'm waiting for.
Marty's getting that NWA title.
You think so?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I hate Matt Taven. He's dreadful. He is not. He's. Listen, I didn't like Mike Bennett, but I still think he's. I think Mike Bennett is a lot better than this.
I don't even know his moveset. I don't even know how he wrestles.
Hey, he wrestles.
Wow.
Like, I know he can climb a ladder. That's
He wrestles like a steer and then acts like a queer. One of the.
You know the thing. You know the thing is too is the night of G1, Ring of Honor is still getting crap for that.
Why?
Like they're still getting crap for not putting on the better.
No, the show. The matches were good.
I thought the show was good.
Mac, was it?
We were just pissed off about the outcome.
Jeff Cobb was great.
I thought the night flowed pretty much.
The matches were good. What was the problem?
Yeah.
No, just I'm just saying in general, people were not happy with.
Well, fans are fucking fickle. That's why they need to get over themselves and enjoy what they have, man. Come on.
Yeah.
I understand if you don't like the WWE product, but Ring of Honor and New Japan come correct all the time. It's always a solid show.
Smarks.
Bunch of jerk offs.
Sit down, Smark.
Speaking of marks, man, I'm watching the network just put out some ECW house shows. And July 1st, 95, Big Phil sitting on the left hand side, like the entire, with it next to an inflatable sheep.
Was the sheep scared?
No. Well, trust me, the chant was Steve fuck sheep. not my chant, by the way. But poor Stevie Richards got abused. That was the night that Francine made her debut too, and the Dudleys made their debut.
Was she with She was with the Pitbulls?
She was in the crowd. She was Stevie Richards' love interest.
Oh, that's right. She was the crazy fan. Yeah.
But it was so weird. Why? Because you could see me totally marking out almost every other match. Like, oh my God! Like, I'm screaming and yelling. Like, I'm like, man, 1995 Phil was such a mark.
Yeah, 21 years old.
What Marky else? McMarkison. Man, those were good times.
But did Paul Heyman have you... what the hell is this? Sorry.
I don't know.
Was Paul Heyman having you invested in the product at that time?
I'm telling you, man. We were talking about this today. I was talking about this with Lee from Baltimore and AA on a group text. How, you know, he was talking about the territories and stuff like that. And because throwbacks from Baltimore and talk about that tonight. He's from there. He's been there a few times.
Baltimore's a great city.
It is a great city. Yeah. Inner Harbor is amazing. Yeah. I've been there like 7 times. If you like seafood... Like there's one restaurant there that I went to. They'll pull the stuff right out of the water for you. Like, that's how fresh it is. I'm not even joking. I had crab. Well, from there I had fish and chips.
And they did you say flips and shit?
Doing flips and shit. Doing flips and shit. So I had, you know, the fish and chips, and they got the cod right from down the block. Literally, it was that good.
Nice.
They got the cock from right down the block?
Cod.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your pronunciation.
Open your fucking ears, jackass.
No, I have these headphones.
Yeah. I got your brand new headphones yesterday.
Thanks, buddy.
How they sound?
They sound delightful.
Thank you, Prime Day. $17.
Who the fuck?
Tip their head to a lady!
That's right.
Kenny King.
Oh, Kenny King gets the title shot, huh?
Oh, he sucks.
You don't like Kenny King
either? I hate him.
I think he's just racist. You don't like Jonathan Gresham. You don't like Kenny King.
Jonathan Gresham sucks.
How did he suck?
He's terrible.
What's up, Carlos? Don't sugarcoat it, Phil. You, Lee, and Tony spent 10 hours busting my balls yesterday about Kendall Windham. First of all, I defended you, all right, fucko? I defended you, boss, because I don't think Kendall Windham was a horseman.
He wasn't.
But Lee posted a video of J.J. Dillon endorsing him.
Yeah, but he wasn't a horseman.
I agree. And so was AA.
He was autistic, though, right?
Greenpoint Barry.
Guys, anybody listening from Greenpoint, Brooklyn, Choppa doesn't mean all of you. Just most of you.
Only the Polish women.
We got some sensitive listeners, apparently.
We do?
Yeah.
Well,
not many, but...
Fuck off.
Exactly.
Who cares?
It's called freedom of speech.
Fuck it. Bop it.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. I haven't heard that one in a while.
So.
Okay, terrific.
Anyway. But I defended you. Yeah, I did.
What is this? Happy anniversary, brothers. Thank you, Carlos. Sweet. Thanks, buddy. What is this jerk off doing on the TV?
Did Kenny King borrow his glasses from Velveteen Dream?
He did, dude. I think he.
Isn't that Montez Ford from Street Profits?
Montez Ford is great.
They totally grew on me, those guys. I like them a lot.
Profits are pretty good.
Yeah, they.
And you want Angelo Dawkins is starting to grow on me, too.
Jeff Jarrett, Dawkins, yes.
The fatter one?
Yeah, he's the heavy. Yeah. I like it. Okay, he has a really good spear. Did you see that spear he does?
Yeah.
Really good spear.
It's like a new D'Lo, kind of.
Yes, they said he ran him with D'Lo Brown. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a pretty good comparison.
So I'll break the fourth wall. We're going to do a Horseman Roundtable on Rant EM soon.
Ooh.
So we can get this. We can clear the air of all the nonsense. We can get rid of Jeff Jarrett.
No, he was a Horseman.
And Paul Roma.
He was a Horseman.
And we can get rid of all of those people.
Sting was not a Horseman.
Well, technically he was.
Nope.
Listen.
Nope.
I'm just saying.
Luger was a Horseman. No. For sure. Absolutely. Windham was definitely a Horseman. Greenpoint Barry was definitely a horseman.
Yes.
Not Kendall. Autistic Kendall, no way. What?
autistic Kendall.
He's got that weird overbite, dude. That makes him look weird and retarded. I don't know.
What? You're a broadcast journalist, Chappy.
Look at Elaine's face. This is probably what Elaine does when he listens in the car. He's like, fuck
Elaine,
you,
Elaine drives 3 hours for this.
Yeah. Elaine's like, I came for this?
You came for this and only this.
Okay, terrific.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Yes, he is.
Anyway, there's a lot of people, though, we haven't even thanked. I mean, of course, I want to thank Randy M. for putting us on a couple years ago. I want to thank my brothers in the Shining Wizards for putting us up at the network. Of course, our new friends over at Dark Satellite Media, Jimmy Ferrari. You know Jimmy's over here now.
I'm over here now.
So, Jimmy's coming on the show, I think, next week or the week after.
Nice.
Talk some music, talk some wrestling. What else is going on? There's a bunch of stuff going on.
I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
Okay.
We're right back.
Running.
Anyway. And this is why we can't have nice things.
Sounds like those babies were happy and not screaming in pain. Protection.
This is like, you know, and I love Bree to death, and she's the reason why we have the studio here, but what happens now is Choppy has to be a dad, pull him away. So.
Fuck Choppy.
Yeah, fuck.
He's racist.
He's a pain in the ass.
He's a pain in the ass.
Choppy's mean Gene said he was a pain in the ass and he died.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Literally, that's how time went.
I tell him all the time. He texts me with this.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think.
I told him what time we were going to be here. Like, good for you.
What a jerk off.
What a jerk off. I'm sorry for the noise in the background. There's children that live here. I can't help that. No matter how much you complain, Mongo will always be a horseman. I know, dude. I have to come to grips with the shitty horseman era. I do. I really do. You know? I do.
So how's it feel, Phil? 7 years.
I got to tell you, we almost canceled the show last year. In late October, my entire personal life just shifted to, you know, something terrible. But 2 weeks after that, I was in front of my house, and I was in the car with Choppy and Bree, and I was just, like, hysterical. And I was like, I'm done with everything. I'm just going to wrap it up and just start anew, maybe move away. I don't know what I was going to do. So Choppy looked at me, he's like, listen, it's going to be okay. We're going to take care of it. And I'm like, and I didn't understand what he was saying. He didn't understand either. Because
that's Andre Margaca.
Right, because this is, I mean, nothing really bothers him, you know? And I'm total opposite. I'm a worry wart. And the older I get, the more sensitive I get. And I mean, it is what it is. But I was going to call it a day and not be ashamed. I was going to wait till I get to 300 episodes and just call it a day because I figured I've done enough to hang my hat on it and talk about it for the rest of my life and say, hey, I did something cool. You know, this is the most consistent thing I've done in my entire life, except outside of my job. I mean, I played sports as a kid for 20 years, but like nothing like this, you know? But this has been the most greatest, funnest thing I've ever done. And I met so many people, you guys included. And I met a million people from all over the planet. We get texts all the time. We get messages. We get emails from, like, people who, like, lost everything and just look at us for fun. Servicemen, servicewomen, you know, thanks for the laughs, whatever, all that stuff. You know, we got people. I met so many peers that do their shows through this, and they're just now they're like lifelong friends, and I've made lifelong friends too. It's been great. 7 years. It doesn't feel like it. When I was looking on the website today on .com, I've done a lot of episodes. I mean, I've done a lot. And again, it was at one time it was every other week, and then when the first guy came on with me, it was every week, and then we kept it going for them for now. And we tried. And even with taking a couple of breaks in between for vacation and personal stuff, we still kept it going, you know? And then Christmas time, Bree built this little table for him across from us. And she said, you guys can do it here. And I had just was in the middle of moving, and I was like, you know what? That's something I couldn't do where I'm from, where I'm living now, because I have that apartment, that studio gimmick, you know? But we did it here, and it was fun. You know, we've been doing it here since, and we've got the camera thing going now, and the Facebook Live, and, you know, once money's better, we'll probably get some better computer. This computer's getting really old and getting beat up or whatever. But I can't thank everybody enough. There's so many people every week that join us, too. You know, we've got the Shaylins of the world, Uptown George has been us forever. Matt Squires, Nick German behind the scenes, Rob behind the scenes. My brother Mike's been helping us the last couple of months. Like, it's been a complete total 180 for what I was doing. Now I have more help and more people involved, and it's pretty cool. More feedback too, which is pretty cool. And the fan base is just awesome. I mean, they don't buy T-shirts, but they're awesome, you know?
Buy the shirt, Mark.
Sugar Shane, I mean, Mr. X. I mean, just amazing people, you know? And there's so many of them. I just want to thank all you guys for supporting us and, you know, giving us the, you know, the motivation. Because, I mean, it's a lot of work, man, believe it or not. All Choppy does is come and sit down and talk. I'm the one who uploads everything, produces it, fucking spices it up, puts the commercials out, you know? I mingle with the other shows, like, you know, but, I mean, I'm not asking him to do anything. I'm just busting his balls, but, like, it's a lot of work, and it's a labor of love, and it's not expensive, but it's expensive enough where it's, you know, it cuts into some time when you're trying to have a social life, and, oh, I gotta do a show, because people actually, believe it or not, they value our opinion.
Yeah, man.
Which is weird.
I feel like you guys are the one of the few constants in my life, like, during the film festival, I don't know what day it was, but I do know when you guys drop the podcast, it comes in as a pop-up, I download it, and just, like, on the way to work, that's what I listen to, catching up in you guys' lives, and, like, whatever's happening in wrestling. So it's very good to have that, and personally for me, so thank you.
You know, and, no, of course, I appreciate that. There's so many people, like, no, Matt, thank you, man. Matt Squires has been great. Yeah, he's a good friend of ours now, and he's been a gem. Spoke to him late last year after all the stuff went down during the holidays. I was on a nice phone conversation, and I like following everybody on social media. And, you know, the whole volunteer thing, like what Rob was doing, Tank and I were doing that for 20 and 30 years. So we know about giving time. So this was like old hat to me because, you know, EMS, I was doing it for free for a while. Tank was doing it way before I was doing it. But we always talked about doing something, like, you know, because this is what we did without microphones, you know. And my brother will tell you, I'm not the everyday fan. I'm not the guy. I'm not the grown adult with the championship belt on my shoulder, you know. I will still buy the T-shirts. I still buy all the swag. I vicariously see everything through Mikey, my son, because, like, he's been like my motivation too. Like, he's just like he's like a mini me, you know, and he loves the show now. Like, yeah, absolutely, and he gets it. He's old enough to appreciate it. He goes on social media. He abuses us. He, you know, draws Choppy up like he's a criminal.